Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today we will be talking about why change is an opportunity for growth in your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, I know this is one of your favorite subjects. Why have you decided to address it again?
Yeah, well, good question. So first of all, I think this is a topic that is always timely and relevant, and that's because there is always going to be change in people's lives. No one's life remains exactly the same all of the time. There are going to be changes, both good and bad, and how people respond to those changes often determine how successful they are, including in their animal health or veterinary career. And second, this topic is important because of all of the opportunity that exists in the job market right now, especially in the veterinary profession. And when there's opportunity, people typically have to make a change in order to seize that opportunity and fully take advantage of it. That all by itself is a big reason to not view change in a negative light.
But some people see change as a threat. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And one of the primary reasons people perceive change as a threat is the fear of the unknown. Change disrupts routines, challenges comfort zones, and often demands learning new skills. This fear can be paralyzing and lead to resistance, and it's important to acknowledge and address this fear in order to transform it into a source of motivation. Unfortunately, it's human nature to see change as a threat. However, you have to overcome the temptation to do that if you want to reach your full potential and grow your animal health or veterinary career.
But as you said, change is inevitable. And if that's the case, shouldn't people learn to deal with it or approach it in a more positive way?
Yes, change is a constant in our lives, whether it's in our personal relationships, our physical surroundings, or our professional lives. Change is an inevitable part of the human experience. While it is true that change can sometimes be intimidating, it's critical to understand that it's a necessary element of growth.
So change is often needed for growth.
Yes, and that's the case the majority of the time. In the natural world, change is an essential force driving evolution. Organisms adapt to their changing environments, developing new skills and characteristics that allow them to thrive. It's the same with a person's job and their career. Professionals must adapt to changing circumstances. Stagnation in the face of change can lead to becoming obsolete, whereas embracing change can lead to personal and professional growth.
So how specifically can change help personal growth? What are all the benefits?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because there are multiple benefits that change can have for a person. The first one is resiliency and adaptability. In the face of change, you are compelled to confront new situations, learn, and adjust. These experiences, while challenging, build a foundation of resilience and adaptability that can be valuable assets in your career.
And we've discussed before on the podcast that resiliency is one of the traits that almost all organizations want in their employees.
Yes, that's right. And it doesn't matter the industry or the profession in which you work. Every employer wants its employees to be resilient. And something else that change does is for self-reflection and introspection. As you navigate unfamiliar territory, you have the opportunity to discover more about yourself, your strengths, and areas for improvement. This self-awareness can guide you in making career decisions that align with your values and goals.
And once again, these are all things that help a person move forward.
Precisely. And embracing change also forces a person to expand their comfort zone. I feel very strongly that people need to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, especially if they want to grow their animal health or veterinary career. In fact, stepping out of your comfort zone is a prerequisite for growth. Change, by its very nature, takes you out of familiar territory. This expansion of your comfort zone encourages personal development as you confront new challenges, acquire new skills, and build confidence.
So how else does embracing change help with personal growth?
It often requires the acquisition of new skills and knowledge. Whether it's adapting to a new role, technology, or industry, the learning process is an opportunity to broaden your skill set. In the big picture, continuous learning and skill development can be critical elements for career advancement.
And this is a good spot in today's episode to transition to how change can help with professional growth. How specifically can embracing change and not fearing it help a person with their career?
Once again, in multiple ways, which really underscores how change has the potential to have a positive impact on a person's life. The first way is through promotion and or advancement. Simply put, embracing change can create openings for advancement in a person's animal health or veterinary career. When a company is undergoing change, there may be new roles, responsibilities, or leadership positions available. Those who adapt and demonstrate their ability to contribute effectively in times of change are often seen as strong candidates for promotions. A second way that change can help a person in their career is through networking opportunities. I'm a big believer in the power of networking.
So how can embracing change help a person with networking?
Well, change often leads to the expansion of professional networks. New projects, teams, or roles can introduce you to a broader range of colleagues and industry professionals. Building and nurturing these relationships can open doors to future career opportunities.
And I know that you said this before, but I believe the saying is, it's not just what you know, it's also who you know.
Yes, and actually it often boils down to both what you know and who you know.
Yes, exactly. So how else can embracing change help a person in their animal health or veterinary career?
Another way is through innovation and creativity. In a dynamic environment, professionals are often challenged to find new solutions to problems, develop creative strategies, and think outside the box. These innovative qualities are highly valued in the workplace and can lead to career growth. And the final item I'd like to discuss when it comes to change in a person's career is personal branding.
And that's something else that we've addressed on this podcast before.
Yes, that's correct. And I want to mention it again because it's very important. That's because embracing change can contribute to the development of a strong personal brand.
In what way?
Demonstrating your ability to navigate and lead change effectively can set you apart as a valuable asset in your industry or profession. Employers and colleagues may come to see you as change champion, which can lead to more career opportunities and recognition.
So, would it be accurate to say that branding yourself as someone who is not afraid of change and actually embraces it as a way to grow is one of the best ways that a person can brand themselves?
Yes, absolutely. It ranks up there with branding yourself as a person who can overcome obstacles and meet challenges in order to solve problems.
So Stacey, all of this might sound a little easier said than done for some members of our listening audience. After all, as you said earlier, avoiding change and being afraid of it is almost human nature. So how can people change their habits and transform the way they look at change, especially in regards to their animal health and veterinary career?
I have 6 strategies for helping a person transform the way in which they view change so they can embrace it and experience all of the benefits that it has to offer.
Great. All right. What are those strategies?
The first strategy is cultivating a growth mindset. We've also discussed this previously on the podcast. Specifically, we talked about having a growth mindset as opposed to having a fixed mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Embracing change is easier when you view it as a chance to learn, grow, and improve.
And the fixed mindset is just the opposite?
Yes. With a fixed mindset, a person's top priority is to maintain the status quo, even if they're not completely satisfied with the status quo. In essence, the person is sacrificing potential future growth for the illusion of safety and security in the present. This is why I advocate cultivating a growth mindset by focusing on the process rather than just the outcomes.
Awesome. What's another strategy?
Our next strategy is a simple one, but it's still very important, and that's setting clear goals. Setting clear, actionable goals helps you navigate change with purpose. Define what you want to achieve in the face of change, whether it's learning new skills, taking on new responsibilities, or seeking a promotion. Having specific objectives can provide direction and motivation. Another critical strategy is to develop a support system.
I imagine this is because change is not easy and embracing change is not easy. Is that right?
Correct. During times of change, having a support system is very valuable. This means seeking out mentors, colleagues, or friends who can provide guidance, encouragement, and a listening ear. Collaborative relationships can make the process of adapting to change smoother and less intimidating.
So what's the fourth strategy?
Well, our fourth strategy for embracing change in your animal health or veterinary career is continuous learning and education. That's because change often demands that a person learns new skills and acquires new knowledge. However, it requires a commitment. You can't just say that you're going to do it. You have to follow through and actually do what you've committed to do. Whether it's through formal education, workshops, or on-the-job experience, staying committed to learning keeps you relevant in the industry or profession. The next strategy just might be the most important one.
Which strategy is that?
It involves how a person deals with uncertainty. How you deal with uncertainty will have a big impact on how you deal with change. That's because change brings with it a degree of uncertainty, and it's essential to become comfortable with it. You have to acknowledge that you won't always have all of the answers, and that mistakes and setbacks are part of the learning process. Embracing uncertainty can reduce the anxiety associated with change and allow you to focus on growth opportunities.
That seems like it could be a tall task for some people.
Yes, it can be. That's because a person's personality also impacts how they view change. Some people are more adverse to it than others. Some people run toward change while others run away from it. As a result, it can be more difficult for some people to alter the way they look at change. However, in the vast majority of cases, the benefits outweigh the risks.
So, what is our final strategy for embracing change in a person's animal health or veterinary career?
Our sixth and final strategy is reflecting and learning. After navigating a period of change, it's a good idea to take time to reflect on the experience. What did you learn? How did you grow? What would you do differently next time? Reflecting on your experiences allows you to extract valuable lessons that can inform your future career decisions.
So, what is the bottom line with all of the information that we've discussed today?
Well, to put it simply, change is not a threat to your career. Instead, it's an opportunity for growth and development, both personally and professionally. If you adopt the strategies that we've discussed today for embracing change, you can transform it into a catalyst for advancement in your animal health or veterinary career. After all, one of the few constants in life is change. For those who see it as an opportunity, have a better chance of thriving and advancing. So embrace it as a friend and not the enemy, and see how it can positively affect your personal and professional development.
Well, Stacy, so we are just about out of time. So is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yes, I'd like to reiterate what I mentioned earlier about there being tremendous opportunity in the animal health industry and veterinary profession, especially the latter. At The Vet Recruiter, we know all about embracing change and taking risks in the pursuit of greater things. We have the experience, expertise, and connections to help those people who are ready to explore other opportunities or just want to be made aware of available positions that have the potential to be better than the job they have right now. No matter where you are in your career, we encourage you to reach out to us at The Vet Recruiter. We'd love to talk with you about your career goals.
So, how can the members of our listening audience contact you, Stacy?
You can visit The Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. And if you're listening to this podcast episode, then you might already be on our website. I would recommend navigating to the Contact Us section in the main navigation, where you'll see multiple ways in which you can reach out to us.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about why change is an opportunity for growth in your animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb. I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
And before we go, if you are an animal health employer needing to hire top talent or an animal health professional or veterinarian looking for new job opportunities, look no further than the Vet Recruiter. Be sure to check out our animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs at thevetrecruiter.com.